latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news of Jesse Lingard. And he said he understands why there's been frustration at Manchester United's form this season, but believes they are ready to become more consistent. Jose Mourinho's team failed to win at Old Trafford for the seventh time this summer, as they were held to a 2-2 draw by Arsenal on Wednesday. The manner of their comeback today, twice came up from behind, provided encouragement, and Lingard hopes the match can be a turning point. He said that's obviously understandable. We're the biggest club in the world, and United are expected to beat teams 3 and 4-0. But sometimes you have dips and you come back from that. It's how you react to all the noise, the press and stuff like that. Things happen in football, and trying to have things quickly, so after the performance of the night, it gives us a bit of a boot to kick on for the rest of the season. Everyone is always ready to play, everyone is always ready to give their all, and no matter what team we put out, we're ready to do the job. United remain 8th in the Premier League, 18 points behind Manchester City, ahead of their clash with Fulham on Saturday. Jose Mourinho does not know when Manchester United will challenge for titles again, and says it rests on whether their rivals are hit by financial fair play rules. Reigning Premier League champions Manchester City, who finished 19 points ahead of second place United, are under investigation after alleged leaked documents claimed last month the club had inflated their sponsorship income. UEFA President Alexander Seferin has promised an outcome very soon, with City facing a potential ban from European competition if they're found guilty. Mourinho has spent $360 million since taking over at United in 2016, but insists that his team cannot be compared to their rivals. When on Friday, when asked again, he said, "I don't know. It depends on the way out of our evolution, but also the evolution of others, the ones that who are above us." That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.